The failure of drug war is glaringly obvious to judges, cops, wardens, prosecutors, and millions more now calling for decriminalization, legalization, the end of prohibition. Let us investigate the century of lies.
This is what democracy sounds like. Hello, and welcome to Century of Lies. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh. On March 24th, in cities around the United States and around the world, millions of people marched, gathered, demonstrated against violence, against guns, and against the culture of senseless violence that has become so dominant and pervasive within the United States. As an activist for social justice, I have never been so proud of young people in my life. Today we're going to listen to some of the voices from that March for Our Lives on March 24th. In Washington, D.C., hundreds of thousands of people gathered to protest and to make their voices heard. We're going to start with one of the survivors from Parkland, Florida, Sarah Chadwick.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah Chadwick. And I'm a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This here, $1.05. When you take 3,140,167, the number of students enrolled in Florida schools, and divide it by 3,303,355, the amount of money Marco Rubio has received from the National Rifle Association. It comes out to $1.05. Is that all we're worth to these politicians? $1.05? Was $17.85 all it cost you that day, Mr. Rubio? Well, I say one life is worth more than all the guns in America. This is not a red versus blue issue. This is a morals issue. And to the politicians that believe that their right to own a gun comes before our lives, get ready to get voted out by us. The future. We will not allow a price to be put upon our lives. We will no longer be hunted down and treated like prey by politicians who simply just don't care about us. We are fighting. We have been fighting. We've been fighting since Columbine, since Sandy Hook, since Pulse, since Las Vegas. And we will continue to fight until we put a stop to gun violence in America. Because we are no longer a statistic in this country. We will not be treated like a statistic in this country. My school, Pulse, every other mass shooting will no longer be a statistic because we're going to put an end to those statistics. And we will never stop fighting. Thank you.
That was Sarah Chadwick. She's one of the students from Parkland, Florida, who survived that assault when 17 of her classmates were murdered. We talk in criminal justice policy all the time about how we need to listen to the voices of the victims. We need to listen to the voices of the survivors of crime. People who are crime victims and survivors are calling for criminal justice reform because they know more than anyone how badly our system has failed and how much we need to make changes. We talk about young people, and we're so proud in drug policy we've seen for years, the opposition trots out young people to talk about their dream of a drug-free world and how they're so proud that people are being thrown in jail and rotting because they might have used drugs. And now there are fewer and fewer of those young people they can find. And so the voices of young people are calling for reform. Students for Sensible Drug Policy is a massive organization. It's grown by leaps and bounds in the last few years, and it has chapters at high schools and interest among people at high schools. I run the Drug War Facts website, and I can tell you for sure, around the time of midterms and finals and any time during the school year, that website gets a lot of traffic from schools because there are a lot of people interested in learning about what's really going on, who are concerned about public health and public safety because it's their future. But look, enough of me. We are listening to some of the voices of people from the March for Our Lives on March 24th. These are voices I'm proud to be able to help amplify. Next up, we have Edna Chavez from Los Angeles, California. She's followed by Alex Wind from Parkland, Florida.
Hola, buenas tardes. My name is Edna Lisbeth Chavez, and I am from South Los Angeles, California, El Sur de Los Angeles. I am a 17-year-old senior at Manual Arts High School and a member of an organization called Community Coalition, where I am a youth leader at South Central Youth Empowered Through Action. At Community Coalition, we organize high school students to develop their leadership skills in order to push for educational justice in our communities. That's why I got involved. I wanted to impact policies and make sure our voices are heard. I am a youth leader. I am a survivor. I have lived in South LA my entire life and have lost many loved ones to gun violence. This is normal. Normal to the point that I've learned to duck from bullets before I learned how to read. My brother, he was in high school when he passed away. It was a day like any other day, sunset going down on South Central. You hear pops thinking they're fireworks. They weren't pops. You see the melanin on your brother's skin turn gray. Ricardo was his name. Can y'all say it with me? My mother, my sister, and myself to that trauma and that anxiety. If the bullet did not kill me, that anxiety and that trauma will. I carry that trauma everywhere I go. I carry it with me in schools, in class, walking home, and visiting loved ones. And I am not alone in this experience. For decades, my community of South Los Angeles has become accustomed to this violence. It is normal to see candles. It is normal to see posters. It is normal to see balloons. It is normal to see flowers honoring the lives of Black and brown youth. that have lost their lives to a bullet. How can we cope with it when our school district has its own police department? Instead of making black and brown students feel safe, they continue to profile and criminalize us. Instead, we should have a department specializing in restorative justice. We need to tackle the root causes of the issues we face and come to an understanding on how to resolve them. I am here to honor the Florida students that lost their lives and to stand with the Parkland students. I am here today to honor Ricardo. I am here today to honor Stephen Clark. I am here today to uplift my South LA community. Enough is enough. Question. How many more Trojans have to die so that this problem is finally acknowledged? Policymakers, listen up. Army teachers will not work. More security in our schools does not work. Zero tolerance policies do not work. They make us feel like criminals. We should feel empowered and supported in our schools. Instead of funding these policies, fund mentorship programs, mental health resources, paid internship and job opportunities. My brother, like many others, would have benefited from this. So let's make it happen. It's important to work with people that are impacted by these issues, the people you represent. We need to focus on changing the conditions that foster violence and trauma. And that's how we will transform our communities and uplift our voices. This has not and shall not stop us. It has only empowered us. Mi nombre, my name, es Edna Lisbeth Chavez. Remember my name? Remember these faces? Remember us and how we're making a change. La lucha sigue. Gracias y bendiciones.
My name is Alex Nguyen. I'm a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. In the wake of the tragedy on February 14th, we, as students, as youths, decided that if adults weren't going to take action, we would. No gun-related legislation has been passed in this country since 2008, 10 years ago. Since 2008, there have been at least 95 mass shootings in this country, and hundreds and thousands more just senseless violence on the cities of our nation, in cities like Miami, Chicago, and Baltimore. It needs to stop. People believe that the youth of this country are insignificant. People believe that the youths have no voice. When Joan of Arc fought back English forces, she was 17 years old. When Mozart wrote his first symphony, he was 8 years old. To those people that tell us that teenagers can't do anything, I say that we were the only people that could have made this movement possible. Together, we will use our voices to make sure that our schools, churches, movie theaters, and concerts, and our streets become safer without having them feel like prisons. If teachers start packing heat, are they gonna arm our pastors, ministers, and rabbis? Are they gonna arm the guy scanning tickets at the movie theater? Are they gonna arm the person wearing the Mickey Mouse costume at Disney? This is what the National Rifle Association wants, and we will not stand for it. We would not need metal detectors and clear backpacks and more weapons in our streets if there weren't weapons of war in the hands of civilians. For too long, our government has been useless on this issue. Our job as their constituents is to make sure we know what they're thinking. There are over 250 representatives that have not come out with a public stance on this issue. It is our job to make sure that we call them up and force them out of the shadows of corruption and into the light of justice. As teens, people think that we don't like to wait around for things, and they're sometimes right. A lot of you are probably wondering, what now? Now, we need to come together on all fronts and push aside those that divide us. Now we need to get on the phone and call our representatives and push them to stop incumbency and take action. Now we need to educate ourselves on which politicians are truly working for the people and which ones we want to vote out. Because at the end of the day, bullets do not discriminate, so why should we? It is not about your race. It is not about your sexual orientation. It is not about your ethnicity. It is not about your gender. It is not about where you live or how much money you make. And it most certainly is not about political party. All it comes down to is life or death. To all the politicians out there, if you take money from the NRA, you have chosen death. If you have not expressed to your constituents a public stance on this issue, you have chosen death. If you do not stand with us by saying we need to pass common sense gun legislation, you have chosen death. And none of the millions of people marching in this country today will stop until they see those against us out of office, because we choose life. Thank you. I love you all.
That was Edna Chavez from Los Angeles, California, and Alex Wind from Parkland, Florida. They were speaking at the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., in front of a crowd of hundreds of thousands of people. This week on Century of Lies, we hear what democracy sounds like. These young people are in front of a crowd of hundreds of thousands of people who have gathered there because we are tired of the violence. These are the voices of the survivors, of people who are the victims of crime and the survivors of crime. We have always talked about these being the voices of the people that we need to listen to. I am glad that we're able to help amplify their voices on our show today. Let's hear from Christopher Underwood from Brooklyn, New York. He'll be followed by Jacqueline Corn from Parkland, Florida, who is then followed by a young woman named Yolanda Renee King.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christopher Underwood, and I'm 11 years old and a sixth grader at Eagle Academy at Ocean Hill, Brooklyn, New York. I am also a junior ambassador for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. On June 27, 2012, my 14-year-old brother, Akil Christopher, was shot while walking home from a high school graduation party at his friend's house. My brother survived for 14 days and died on his 15th birthday, July 10th, 2012. At that time, I was only 5 years old. Since this gun violence took away my childhood, and nothing in my life was ever the same because I no longer have my best friend. Losing my brother gave me the courage to be a voice for my generation. I turned my pain and anger and turned it into action. and started speaking out for Akil, especially for the siblings who have lost their brothers and sisters, and for other children whose voices aren't heard but feel the painful effects of gun violence. I have watched for years as gun violence continues to take a toll on communities across the country. For me, I would like to not worry about dying and focus on math and science and playing basketball with my friends. Don't I deserve to go up? On April 4th, we will remember Martin Luther King Jr. on his 50th anniversary of his death. What we sometimes forget is that he himself was a victim of gun violence. I would like to finish my speech today by honoring Martin Luther King Jr. by remembering his words, which are all as true today as when he was alive. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter, and our lives matter." Thank you.
My name is Jacqueline Corrin, and I am proud to say that Parkland is my home. Parkland is the heart of this movement. But just as a heart needs blood to pump, my hometown needs the alliance of other communities to properly spread this message. We openly recognize that we are privileged individuals that and would not have received as much attention if we weren't for the affluence of our city. Because of that, however, we share the stage today and forever with those who have always stared down the barrel of a gun. This issue is undoubtedly an epidemic that affects communities of all classes, an epidemic that the Center for Disease Control does not have the funds to research. This disease continues to spread, even though we have discovered the cure. But our government officials close their ears because it involves change, a change that does not align with their own agenda. That is why Parkland cannot and will not do this alone. There is strength in numbers, and we need each and every one of you to keep screaming at your own congressmen. Don't be scared just because they have senator in front of their name. Our elected officials have seen American after American drop from a bullet. And instead of waking up to protect us, they have been hitting the snooze button. But we're here to shake them awake. Each congressman has a local office in their district, so pay them a visit or organize a town hall. They'll be home for the next 2 weeks for congressional recess. Have them hear you out because they work for us. You invited their opponent, because we all know they'll show up then. We cannot keep America great if we cannot keep America safe. And 96 deaths by firearm every day is not what I would call great. Our First Amendment right is our weapon of war in this, a weapon that should be on our streets, a weapon that cannot kill, but can heal. Love will always outweigh the hate, as the universe is on the side of justice. So I need each and every one of you, no matter your age, to continue to fight alongside us, because hearts cannot pump without blood, and I don't want your community to join the ghastly inner circle that mine is now a part of. In the end, we are all fighting for our lives. But we are a great generation, and we'll be the ones to make America safe. Thank you. I actually have a special guest for you guys, so I'm gonna come bring her up.
Character. I have a dream that enough is enough. And that this should be a gun-free world. Period. Will you please repeat these words after me? Spread the word!
Spread the word!
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
All across the nation.
All across the nation.
That was Christopher Underwood, Jacqueline Corin, and that last speaker was Yolanda Renee King, granddaughter of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They were speaking in Washington, D.C. at the March for Our Lives. The march was webcast live over a variety of services and directly by the March for Our Lives organization on Facebook. You can find that video on their Facebook page. And well, that's it for this week. I want to thank you for joining us. You have been listening to Century of Lies. We're a production of the Drug Truth Network for the Pacifica Foundation Radio Network on the web at drugtruth.net. I'm your host, Doug McVeigh, editor of drugwarfacts.org. The executive producer of the Drug Truth Network is Dean Becker. The Drug Truth Network has a Facebook page. Please give it a like. Drug War Facts has a Facebook page, too. Give it a like and share it with friends. Remember, knowledge is power. You can follow me on Twitter, I'm at Doug McVeigh, and of course also at Drug Policy Facts. We'll be back in a week with 30 more minutes of news and information about drug policy reform, the drug war, and this century of lies. For now, for the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh saying so long. So long! For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh asking you to examine our policy of drug prohibition, the century of lies. Drug Truth Network programs archived at the James A. Baker III Institute for Public Policy.